Good afternoon. This is Sterling Smith with your AgriSampo North America Afternoon Market Update. And as expected, the Federal Reserve did hike interest rates by 0.75 basis point, and they paved the way for additional hikes, probably totaling between 125 and 150 more basis points between now and early spring. Looking at prices today, grains were mixed. December corn at 685 3/4, down 6 1/4. March corn at 690 1/2, down 6 1/4. March corn did trade above $7 briefly overnight, but the grains were generally weaker through the day session, as reports circulated that weather and planting conditions in Brazil saw some improvement over the last few days. November soybeans, 1461, that's down 17 3/4. January soybeans at 1466 3/4, down 17 3/4. Wheat was actually firmer on the day. December wheat at 901, up 7 1/4. And Kansas City at 967, up 4. Minneapolis at 964 1/4 was up 5. We did see some building on yesterday's gains as, again, Vladimir Putin made a speech threatening the West and is still attempting to annex part of the Ukraine, which added some risk premium to the market. November rice at 1754 was down 18. December cotton 96.92, up 3.59. March at 94.06 was up 3.61. We did touch the limit up briefly. Looks like a combination of short covering and some commercial offtake lifting cotton today. December live cattle at 150.75 is down 33. November feeders 180.25, down 102. December hogs 86.55, down 163. Crude oil at 83.25 was down 69 in wide-ranging trade, about a $4 range in crude oil today. November diesel finished at 325.38, down a nickel. Unleaded gasoline for November 241.15, up 2 cents a gallon. Natural gas at 7.83 was up 7. Gold at 16.80 was up $9.70. Silver at 19.65, up 47 cents. Dollar index, 111.22, up 101, traded as high as 111.57, highest we've seen in about 20 years on the dollar, and that was on the move by the Fed, and we came in higher anyways. The euro is pressing lower. Stocks weaker on the day. Dow Jones Industrial Average, 30,183, down 522, or 1.7%. S&P 500, 3,789, down 66, or 1.73%. NASDAQ Composite, 11,220, down 204, or about 1.8%. Interest rates on the two-year finished at 4.03. That was up 7. We did trade as high as 4.11 there. The 10-year was actually lower as stocks slumped. There was a little bit of buying in the bonds. 3.51, down 5 basis points, but we did set a new high for the year at 3.62 in earlier trade. This is Sterling Smith from cloudy Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody a great evening.